one of us start joking. Okay.
So, interview with Kaya, a high school student who has spent some time at Twin Oaks, which is an intentional community between Richmond and Charlottesville in Louisa County. And a little background on that, Twin Oaks was started by four couples who were grad students in psychology and had read Skinner's Walden 2. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound right so far?
Yeah.
And Walden 2 was sort of a plan for an intentional community, and they decided to do it, and out of that grew Twin Oaks. That's the short version, but the longer version is much better. So, Kai, how did you find out about Twin Oaks in the first place?
Well, actually, my cousin showed it to me. We were about 10 years old, probably, and she just showed me the website one time, and we decided we were going to go there.
Now, 10 years old is very... That's advanced interests for a 10-year-old, so that's...
Well, I don't know. At that point, it was mostly just, like, curiosity. Like, how do these people make hammocks for a living? You know?
Okay, that's right, the hammocks. And they're still doing that?
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, I know those are sold all over the world.
Yeah.
So that was around 10, and then did you come into contact with someone else from Twin Oaks, or what was sort of the next step in thinking, I actually want to spend some time there and visit?
I think at that point I knew I was too young to just go off and do that, but when I was probably 15, I revisited the website, and my cousin and I made a plan to go visit, so...
You hitchhiked, yeah. Or...?
Well... No, my mom dropped me off. She was really cool.
Okay.
The whole thing.
It was not a clandestine.
No, my cousin didn't end up coming. At the last minute, she got sick. So, but yeah, it was a really cool experience.
So you must have a pretty cool mom to let you do that.
Yeah.
I remember taking students there, and a lot of them were sort of freaked out by it, and I don't know why. So yeah, that's great.
Interesting.
So, and that was a weekend visit, or?
No, my first visit there was 3 weeks. That was the first time I'd been there. I had no idea what to expect, but...
So did they give you an orientation, or was this like a...
They have what they call Oreos, and they're peppered with, like, throughout the 3 weeks about... There's probably one every day about something new.
You get one cookie every day?
Yeah.
What's the Oreo?
It's just a little orientation about just, like, customs and culture and everything going on there. It's all fascinating, like, from, their economics to their... I mean, they basically have a fully developed social culture within there. It felt like a different country, really.
Interesting. That's a good description. So do they have a name for their approach or their system or their labor system?
It's basically the same system that was set up in Walden 2 with the planners and managers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they really have like a specific name for their system, but they basically everybody works 42 hours a week, and all work is equal. So,
wow.
You can spend, everybody does a wide variety of types of work, but you can do, an hour of baking bread is equal to an hour of, making hammocks or making tofu.
Oh, okay, so that's all work is equal?
Exactly.
Okay, that's good. And 42 hours a week is actually probably less than a lot of Americans work now.
Right, you know? Exactly. And if you take into consideration the fact that it's enjoyable work, mm-hmm. it's a lot less. Like, you can do whatever you want. You can take care of kids. You can make food.
Do you have to get up at 5? Or how do the hours work? Yeah.
When you're a member there, you can make your own schedule, basically. Uh-huh. Every week you put in a labor sheet with what you want to do, and then the labor assigners go through and make sure everybody's schedules work with each other.
So, wow.
It's a big job.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
that's
doing
some real
that.
Management. So did they have a job for you when you were there the first time?
When you're a visitor, they basically put together your schedules for you based on what you're interested in, and also just what they need you to do.
So what area did you show interest in? Were you making hammocks, or...?
I learned some hammock stuff. I found that that wasn't really something I was super good at, because it's a lot of like technical stuff. What I really enjoyed doing was curding tofu. It's something that I had never even heard of before.
Right.
But it was such a fun process. You basically turn the huge tubs of soy milk into, you like add all the chemical ingredients, and then it solidifies right there.
Wow.
It's
wow.
a fascinating chemical process.
So it's like you're adding things that sort of start the natural process
exactly.
of firming up.
Yeah.
And they sell that all over, right?
Yeah, yeah, all over the Richmond area and all over the East Coast.
Richmond area, so. I actually like their breakfast sausage, I have to say. Wow, so that's actually a lot more labor intensive than some of the other jobs. I mean,
right.
I remember the plant, or the last time I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their tofu business is really getting a lot bigger, and they're in the middle of adding a whole huge new wing to their tofu hut right now.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's, I think right now that's their biggest source of income. And yeah, they're doing really well with that, so.
Do they have, is there a special kind of visitor's house, or did you have to pick one of the, I know there's different houses.
Yeah, they have a visitor's building called Aurora, where, so it was definitely interesting, because all of the visitors sort of form our own little community, living together.
So how many other people were there while you were there?
I think I probably had around 12 other people in my visitor group. And I mean, I loved everyone in my visitor group. That was part of the part of.
Were you all sort of starting at the same time, or had people
yeah.
come? Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, that's everybody comes and leaves on the same day. So.
And how would you describe the group in terms of age range, gender, nationality, anything?
It was really varied. I was definitely the youngest. I was 16 at the time, and but there were all kinds of different people, like. I think the oldest person in our group was like in his 60s, and just
wow.
a huge range.
Very
yeah.
cool. Wow.
Yeah.
And about evenly split men, women, or?
Pretty much, I guess. I think they do a pretty good job of trying to split it like that. But I do know that Twin Oaks has an uneven distribution, like maybe 40-60 women.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they mostly. They try to get it women heavy in the visitor
right,
groups.
Right, interesting. So you did tofu curding. What do they have, any events that you went to while you were there? Or?
Yeah, I was there during their two big conferences, the Women's Gathering and the Communities Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm gonna move this just for.
And it was really cool, because I was really totally new to the whole communities movement, and just learning about all the different communities. There are representatives from
all over the world, right? I mean, Clary and I went years ago, and I remember hearing that there were people from New Zealand, and I was just like, what?
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I'm not sure exactly, but yeah, I could definitely see that happening. And I enjoyed the conference so much that I came back the next summer, which was last summer, and was an intern on the conferences, so.
And what did that involve?
Well, basically, I did a lot of research, finding communities, and contacting them, and trying to just organizing all of the things, all the people to come. And then while they were there, I did a lot of like running around, like making sure everybody had what they needed.
So, do people have workshops or
at the conferences?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, they're really interesting workshops. Just, I guess.
Well, different topics, what would be some of the topics that you remember?
There's a lot just about, like, basics of, like, running a community, like, starting a community.
Yeah,
or
finances, probably.
Like, interpersonal, yeah, finance, definitely. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of information to be had.
Now, one of the things, what makes Twin Oaks unique? Is there like a central philosophy or a guru or a central religious or political figure or any kind of?
I would say probably the biggest unifying thing at Twin Oaks is just the commitment to diversity and egalitarianism, more so than anything else, because they really don't have any kind of like leader, or they have like groups of people who make big decisions, mm-hmm. but no like central.
No, are those sort of voted for, or are they fixed, or are they rotating, or?
Yeah, they're rotating. They're, I guess, a point. I don't know. Like people have to get approved to mm-hmm. do it.
Okay. I think our last one tour I went on, it was voluntary. And, mm-hmm. you know, because not everybody. I wouldn't want to. I mean, if I had to, but if I had a choice not to, I'd be like.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a hard time finding people to be in charge of a lot of stuff because there's no pay raise or anything.
Right. Yeah, everybody gets even pay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a stipend every week or something, I guess, if you live there?
Yeah. I think it's around like $70, $75 a mm-hmm. month. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't seem like a lot, but if you consider like your housing and your food and everything is all paid for, like that's just
everything else, absolutely.
Yeah,
right,
so that would just be like for chocolate. Yeah.
Chocolate, I like that.
Or
coffee.
Yeah,
right,
coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think, what was that? I had a question. I know they have the communities conference. They have a women's conference too, don't they?
Right. Yeah, it's.
That before or after, or are they even not even near?
This year it was before. Most years it's after, but it was definitely interesting. I remember before ever going to that, I coming out of middle school, I was not a big fan of girls.
Right.
So like it was cool to actually see like a group of strong women
mm-hmm.
who
weren't mean or catty or whatever bad experience is happening, right?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So like.
And supportive of each other. Interesting.
Exactly. One controversy that came up this year was that there was a person who came who was female identified but was not female presenting. Because it's been so exclusive, just like only women are allowed to come, it caused a lot of controversy because some people in the community who are male identifying would have enjoyed going. Like,
right,
they're supportive of women.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and a lot of the women there were uncomfortable about it.
Sure, sure. So interesting. Well, that's, you know, something that needs to be worked out.
Exactly.
So how would you describe the atmosphere? What did you learn? What are the things that made you want to come back? Or
I guess as a teenager, I just have never felt so much respect, I guess. When that was probably the craziest thing when I came my first summer at 16 was just people treated me like a person, not like a second class citizen.
So they treated you as an equal, not as a child.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we do have a prolonged child, right? We pretend it's a child, but it's not. So much respect. That's fascinating. That's really fascinating. I completely unexpected. That's a great answer. That's very interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess at home, like, people just treat me like a child, or they have. And because I went there, like, with no parents and basically on my own, people treated me like an adult. And so I had to respond like an adult. Mm-hmm. And I think that helped me mature a lot
in
the process.
Well, even in school, too, that happens, right? You know, there's a sort of I don't know if that would be considered ageism or not. This automatic condescension from elders.
Right.
You know? I don't know if you ever heard. This will be. Remind me to tell you a story about what the word adult means.
Okay.
It's sort of a Latin derivation. Okay. So are you planning on going back?
Definitely.
For a longer stint or just like another 3 week? Like, that's a good, comfortable.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I'm a senior now, and I'm thinking a lot about where I want to be in the next few years. And I don't know. I'm definitely considering going back there for a long amount of time. But probably for now, just shorter times while I'm like in college. Or
still a good experience.
Right, but it's definitely really nice to know that it's there. Like, especially in this economy, like I can just go there and apply and work there. Do honest work and
It seems like an economy like this, it would be an intentional community would be like a survival tool.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they are all sharing, and you know they have the same as they had before. You know, they haven't really lost anything. They're not invested in that same way.
Right.
Interesting. Well, did any people that you met or experiences that you had, and like, you know, going back the second time, you probably recognize people, you've had friendships that you kind of started up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of my closest friends are there, definitely. It was weird coming back without my visitor group, I remember, because we became such a tight community, and I associated them so much mm-hmm. with Twin Oaks, but when you go back and it's just you, it's like, I don't know. It definitely was a good experience to go without them. Mm-hmm. It was less of a security.
Cushion. Right, yeah. Right. More of like, okay, this is what it would be like, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There are definitely tons of really great people there.
Nobody come to mind in particular. I'm trying to remember the name of one of the guides that we had. He's just very animated, really nice guy.
Wizard? Kenrick?
No, I don't think so. I'd recognize it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to name anyone in particular.
Okay, all right. Yeah. No play favorites, you know.
Right.
Now, did you, all of the housing units have their own kitchen, or does everybody have to eat in a dining hall? And
most of them have their own kitchen. The ones in the courtyard are so close together that they share one common kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then there's the main dining hall, ZK, where, I mean, there are meals every day for everyone, communal meals. So.
But you don't have to go to
You don't have to go to those. You can. Some people you never see. Like, probably some people now, I still don't know, after mm-hmm. living there
right.
for 2 months. You can just make all your own meals.
And does everybody have to be a vegetarian, or...?
Absolutely not. We raise a lot of really great happy meat on the community, like
free range and organic
cows,
right?
And chickens. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, there's probably less meat mm-hmm. Than in the mainstream, but the food there is really delicious. Mm-hmm. Like you forget that it's not covered in meat, you know?
Right, yeah.
It's really delicious vegetarian
food, like
too.
Lady Gaga's dress, though.
Right. Exactly.
Have any of your friends, what has been the reaction of your friends? Like, I know your family's been supportive, but, like, how did you, of going there, and what did they think? You know, what did they say?
My friends have been really, really supportive also. One of my friends came with me one time for, like, a weekend visit. And I think she really enjoyed it. It's hard to get a feel for the community in just a weekend.
Right.
I think
right.
she was kind of overwhelmed. But, and a lot of my friends are really interested in visiting with me later. I just talked to one friend and gave him information about going on a 3-week visit. So.
Well, you know, if you go to Warren Wilson, maybe that's what you'll do for the 3 weeks in the summer, is to kind of recruit people that might be interested to sort of turn them on to this idea.
Definitely.
And they don't, do they try to, like, recruit, like, they go out and really try to bring people in?
Not a whole lot. Right now they have a really long waiting list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so
they're not, like, right, okay.
Right, they're not really hurting for new members, but, there are other communities, too, even though this one's full.
So when you say waiting list, then they have a size limit of, or a, sort of a sustainability idea, right?
Yeah, they have about 85 adult members and 15 kids, mm-hmm. I think most people probably wouldn't be comfortable bringing more people into the community.
Right. And do the kids all go to school there, or are they more different places?
There's a home school there called Unicorn School, which I had the pleasure of helping out with a lot past summer. Yeah, and it's awesome. The age range is probably like 2 to 12 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do a really good job of catering to each child's mm-hmm. individual needs. It's really awesome.
And then some kids are able to go to public school nearby?
Yeah, some kids go to public school, which is really cool, I think. There's some kids there who are my age who have gone to public school. And they seem pretty much well-rounded.
Cool. Very cool.
That was definitely an interesting contrast, just like to meet kids who have grown up on a commune who are my age. So.
And did they seem different to you at all?
Not really.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know. Like, not really.
Not like in any strange or weird way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Happy kids. Let's see. Who's the last? So your friends have seemed fairly positive too. Have you had anybody that had a negative reaction who was kind of like freaked out by it or made negative comments about it?
No. I mean, probably like in a teasing way, but mm-hmm. I doubt anybody really. I don't know. My friends sort of know what I'm into. What I'm interested in.
So they all right. Okay, so they're seeing in context as well. Right. Okay. So they're not alarmed. Yeah, I just remember students being like, oh gosh, you know, some of them being spooked and then other students being sort of, wow, there's this option out there. Mm-hmm. There's just something else you can do besides just, you know, go through the recipe of,
right.
you know, the suburban, etc.
Yeah. And I'm always surprised about how many people really don't know about this alternative, you know, like, It's definitely out there.
And there's just, aren't there a bunch in Virginia, right?
Yeah, there's Acorn, which is Twin Oaks' little sister community. It's about 7 miles away, and it's slightly smaller. There's a lot of like interplay back and forth between mm-hmm, the two. Mm-hmm.
And what's the name? Aren't these all part of a larger sort of national group federation?
Yeah. The Federation for Egalitarian Communities is the one with, it's six communities total, and they all subscribe to Twin Oaks' philosophy of, like, egalitarian, diverse, mm-hmm. like, and then there's a larger network called the FIC, which I guess is the Federation of Intentional Communities. Mm-hmm. And that has hundreds and hundreds of communities with all kinds of beliefs.
And are they all rural, or are there some also urban? Or
yeah, no, there's some that are urban, definitely. All kinds of communities all over.
Different levels. Are there like, you know, there's when people think of commune, you know, they think of a hippie, everybody living in a teepee. Twin Oaks has kind of more group housing. We talked about Earth Haven that has individual housing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something called co-housing. Right. Did you all talk about that, or?
Co-housing is, it's similar. It's like living together, but not necessarily the whole community mm-hmm. aspect of it. I definitely looked at a lot of those when I was doing research mm-hmm. for the communities conference. But it seems like it would be a much different experience.
Do you think more high school students would be interested in learning about communities like this than know about them right now?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I try and tell people about it as much as I can.
Maybe we should make a YouTube video together.
That'd be awesome,
I think, seriously, of something that would sort of catch attention and say, look, here's an option out there. Economy's looking bad. You know, traditional systems aren't working the way they say they are.
Exactly.
This is old school community, you know, kind of social technology that you can really rely on.
Cool.
Interesting. Good. So, you may continue to go back for, so they're welcoming you back. Like, you can come anytime to help with the...
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much, like, you do have to tell people. You mm-hmm. have to express interest in going. You can't just show up there.
Right.
But I do encourage people to visit their website, twinoaks.org, and set up, like, a three-week visit or even just a Saturday tour.
Okay, Saturday, do Saturday tours. Is there such a thing as a weekend visit, or is it the smallest 3 weeks?
The Saturday tour is cool. I see people walking around doing that all the time.
Yeah, I've definitely been on that more than once.
So.
Well, thank you very much for sharing with me.
Sure, thank you.